More communities and politicians stepped into the debate over gay marriage today. County officials in Portland, Oregon, began issuing marriage licenses to gay and lesbian couples. We'll hear about that in just a few minutes. In New York, the state attorney general, Eliot Spitzer, today said gay marriage is illegal. He left the question of constitutionality to the courts. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein reports.
Unlike many top elected officials, Eliot Spitzer doesn't try to parse his words when it comes to gay marriage.
I know gays and lesbians who want to marry. I respect their commitment to each other, and I personally support them in their desire to marry. That is my personal view.
But Spitzer said his personal opinion doesn't allow him to have his way with New York law. Last weekend, New Paltz Mayor Jason West began marrying gay couples, even though the clerk in that town refused to issue marriage licenses. West claimed New York law allowed him to do so, and that, said Attorney General Spitzer, led to a flood of inquiries from local officials. In his opinion today, Spitzer was unequivocal.
Today's opinion concludes that New York State statutes do not permit same-sex marriages. Indeed, the statute repeatedly uses terms such as husband and wife and bride and groom.
Spitzer said town clerks should not issue marriage licenses and mayors should not preside at gay marriage ceremonies. But in the 28-page legal opinion, Spitzer laid out what he called constitutional concerns that could lay the basis for overturning the very law he said was clear. For example, his opinion noted the only requirements of state law for marriage are a minimum age and the consent of parties, no reference to gender. He noted that New York courts have ruled that adoption is legal for gay couples and that gay couples deserve other protections. And he said, so far as New York courts are concerned, all marriages legally performed in other states and countries must be recognized in New York. Gay rights leaders like Evan Wolfson of the group Freedom to Marry were ready to interpret today's decision as a victory, noting Spitzer wouldn't go to court to stop the marriages.
He stopped short of saying that they can't do it. He simply recommended that they might not while the courts sorted out. But in my view, that's at worst a yellow light, and in New York, yellow means speed up, not stop.
Meanwhile, speaking in Albany today, Mayor John Shields of Nyack, who is gay, said he would start performing gay marriages, perhaps as soon as tomorrow. And he said he plans to get hitched himself in New Paltz.
This business of we're going to wait, wait, wait. I'm 60 years old. I can't wait that long.
As for Mayor Jason West of New Paltz, the Ulster County District Attorney has charged him with 19 criminal counts of solemnizing a marriage without a license. West says that doesn't frighten him. He says his reading of the law is different from Spitzer's.
I'm performing these marriages out of a conviction for civil rights and basic human rights. This is not a religious issue as far as I'm concerned. I'm a civil servant, and I have an obligation under the law and with my own conscience to marry these people.
On the key question of whether those marriages are valid, Spitzer's legal opinion says case law shows the lack of a marriage license does not affect the validity of a marriage. But when pressed about the legality of the New Paltz marriages, Spitzer refused to say.
We are saying that the status of those marriages will hinge upon the determinations made by the courts when they review these statutes.
Like much in his opinion, Spitzer left the final determination for another venue on another day. Tomorrow, more New Yorkers plan to put the law to the test. In New York City, 50 couples will present themselves at the city clerk's office, asking to tie the knot. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.